It's the final Fred Nats on Deck pregame show of the 2024 regular season. Game 131 today. Fred Nats and Hillcats. Freddies have locked up a second half playoff spot and will play a home playoff game Tuesday. Eric Bach joined by the manager, Jake Lowry, as we always do on Sunday. And Skip took care of business the first 3 days this week. It's been a stress-free weekend as it pertains to the playoffs here. Feels great to clinch on Thursday, and what a great effort in the second half by this team to put themselves in position to do that.
Yeah, you're right. Good to take care of business earlier in the week so that we can kind of set our staff up for next week.
No doubt about it. Today, obviously, you want to end with a win in the regular season finale, no matter what the playoffs are. But Camilo Sanchez makes a spot start today, and he's going to have to eat up some innings. What are you expecting from him?
A lot of strikes. You know, he's around the strike zone. He's got a good breaking ball, but throws, you know, not as hard as some of the other guys, but he fills it up. So we're looking for him to give us some length today, help out that bullpen, and, you know, give us a chance to win today.
You mentioned setting the staff up for the playoffs. Obviously, we saw some of the guys that we'll probably see late in playoff games the last couple days just to get their last work in before we ramp up Tuesday. But obviously, that's top of mind right now, setting up the staff for Tuesday as opposed to, you know, winning this game Sunday.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, like, we can mix and match lineups of, you know, hitters and position players. But for the pitching, you know, these guys need ample time to know, like, when they're going to pitch, you know, when they're, you know, when their bullpen's going to be, yada, yada. So, like, for us, that's as a staff and as an organization, we want to make sure that we're set up for the, you know, potential, you know, we got to win four games to win it all. So want to make sure our pitching's set up in the right direction, and that's what we've done.
Let's go back to Thursday night, because we won, and it looked like Salem was going to lose in nine innings, and the game went to 10 innings, 45 extra minutes of just kind of waiting around. But Kannapolis got the job done, beat Salem, and punched our ticket to the playoffs. That was a really fun 45 minutes in this clubhouse and a fun celebration afterwards.
Yeah, so these guys get to experience that, you know, then they kind of understand, like, the playoff picture and the procedures of, you know, if we win and this other team wins, then that's it, right? Mm-hmm. We don't have to – and we just take care of our business, and winning, you know, takes care of it, obviously. But to get the first three games of the series and to go right after them with our, you know, our A lineups and our A pitching staff, to give these guys a chance to, you know, maybe get some rest before the playoffs and just, you know, monitor their workload and things like that. It was fun. But these guys got to celebrate with us as a staff, with the players, and it's all about these guys. They're the ones that go out and win the games and compete for, you know, Fred Nat Nation and everything. But it was fun to watch and watch them celebrate and have a good time.
The bullpen, after a little bit of a rough week in Kannapolis for the group, the bullpen this week has been back to its usual self. I think the last 2 days has been like 10 innings of two-hit, one-run ball. I mean, it really is rounding into form at the right time, because you're not going to win a title without a solid bullpen.
Right. You got to have that pitching and defense. And, you know, you and I have talked about all year about how our bullpen's been kind of nails, and they've been – I think we got four or five guys in the top, you know, appearances of games pitched this season in the league. So, you know, the Bolenbachers, the Halls, the Arguezes, these guys have really filled up a lot of innings, but also have done a really good job of putting zeros on the board and giving our offense a chance, you know, this week and, you know, hopefully the next week.
Offensively this week, it's been a ton of two-out production of Caleb Lomavita, Kevin Bizzell. I want to hit on Bizzell specifically. This is a guy that got off to a little bit of a slow start with his bat when he first arrived to our team, but this week he has unlocked that RBI potential when he's been in those situations.
Yeah, like, I think at the beginning of his time and his tenure here, he really was hitting, like, some atom balls, like, right at people. It was kind of unfortunate. Guys were making some backhanded diving plays and things like that. So I feel like it was only a matter of time, but with Lomavita, you know, Pimentel, and Bizzell, their biggest knack is the art of driving runs in and finding a way, and Seaver as well. But these guys have come up big, like you said, with two outs, which is amazing. But overall, just their ability to, when guys are on base, they find a way to get runs in, whether the infield's back, the infield's in, sack flies, whatever the case may be, it's a knack, and these guys have it.
I wanted to talk about Seaver next. I mean, obviously, like you said, he's been coming through situationally with the bat, but his glove at shortstop has turned into just the most reliable maybe defender that we have outside of Elijah Green in center field. I mean, this guy is impressive to watch at shortstop, a guy that didn't even play a ton of shortstop this past collegiate season.
Yeah, it's crazy to me that they had somebody better than him as the 10th overall pick, but, you know, that's not neither here nor there. But for me, strong up the middle with catching and defense, you know, with Greeny, Seaver, Diaz, Ochoa, and our good catching system, you know, that's going to be a recipe for success. And he's made a lot of really good plays, and he makes the routine plays, and it's that's strong, and it's fun to have, and he's got a good arm. And, you know, can't say enough nice things about him, but at the same time, like, I can write down 6-3 when I feel like it's going to happen. And he's made a lot of really good plays and routine plays and helped us out.
This is the last day of the regular season. Obviously not the last day of our season, luckily, but it's a 132-game journey that ends today. It's crazy to think about how quickly it's gone. Do you have any regular season reflections as we finish up today?
Yeah, we kind of talked about the guys the other day. It was, you know, we've thrown a no-hitter. We hit 3 home runs in a row. We had an inside the park home run. We had an 8 2/3 of no hit ball. You know, we've had winning streaks of double digits. We've won series. You know, there's a lot of pretty cool things that have happened this season, you know, and in the culmination of the 3 years here. But to have it all in one season, hopefully we can win it with a championship. And we're giving ourselves the best chance we can, and that's all we can ask for.
I concur with all of that. Jake Lowry here on Fred Nats on Deck, finishing up the regular season before the playoffs begin Tuesday. Thank you, Skip.
Thanks, Eric. Go Freddies.